Stephen, good morning.
Good morning.
So firstly, could you explain to us a little bit about how this system is actually going to work?
Well, it's actual content made for this device. So it's not like you'll be watching an old episode of The Sopranos and suddenly it's a choose your own adventure kind of segment. it is actual production made for the idea that at particular times in the narrative, you will be asked to select, you know, whether they go on the bus or whether they get on the ferry and things like that. So that's sort of the thinking behind it. So it won't be actual shows that we know, you know, to watch sort of like Sopranos, where it's, you know, it's very much about them giving you the narrative. It's more shows designed for the idea of interactive spectatorship.
So what do you think that Netflix is actually trying to achieve by implementing this service?
Well, something to be aware of with Netflix is they're not like, say, an HBO, where HBO might fund or greenlight about 10 shows a year, and they're very particular on the shows that they greenlight. With Netflix, they just fund a whole bunch of stuff, and it's almost like they throw everything at the wall and they just see what sticks. And this is just another example of Netflix not really programming a slate of shows, but more just funding a whole bunch of things, just seeing if it works or not. So I think it's just another example of Netflix just trying something new. They've got the technology to do it, and they're just going to see how audiences respond to it.
And so do you think that this system has the potential to make users more engaged with the content that they are consuming?
Yeah, well, I think so. I mean, something that we have to be aware of is that television viewers are far more engaged than they've ever been, if you think of social media. And the way that Twitter works when, say, a show is playing, and often shows will set up a Twitter account. So as a show is playing, people can actually be responding to the content on the screen at that time. So this whole idea of the viewer being passive and basically just sitting on the couch and being spoken to by the TV is sort of something of, you know, an older tradition, I would think. So I think this is a continuation of audiences being more interactive with the content that they're watching. Also, for Netflix, they can actually get the same people re-watching shows, because wherefore, you know, you may have picked the characters getting on the ferry instead of the bus, you may be thinking, well, I wonder what happens when they get on the bus. So you sort of get the same viewer might go back and watch the show a number of times.
It seems like such a wild concept, but I guess, as you said, it is just a continuation of interactivity. Do you think that potentially this is the future of television?
Well, I think it'll be the future for some television, but not all television. I think we should be clear about that, that there will still be shows like Mad Men and The Sopranos and things like that, which is very specific in how they want the narrative told. But certainly, there'll be more of this happening, more interactive television, and it will be asking people to become involved in other ways. And there is something about this that it is asking film watchers to actually be really engaged with what's happening on the screen and to be thinking about, you know, particular choices that the characters and the narrative can take. So I don't actually think it's a really bad thing. There's also some other things that this technology is allowing it to do, like skipping credits. So that would be another thing that this technology could do. So if you don't want to watch the start credits, you can actually jump through the credits and things like that. So, there are a number of opportunities this technology is offering, and the Choose Your Own Adventure is just one. But something else is the production budgets will actually be a lot higher for these sorts of shows, because they're not just sort of doing an hour of television. They might have to be sort of producing an hour and a half of television with the extra things involved. So I think there's a number of challenging things for Netflix here, and it will be really interesting to see where they take it.
It is definitely going to be really interesting to watch. And as for skipping over the opening credits, I'm just picturing Game of Thrones right now, like 2.5 minute intros.
Yes, yes.
definitely a feature that I think would probably be much appreciated. But Stephen, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Thanks a lot.